Unit 7, Interaction Design. Interaction design, IXD, can be understood in simple but not simplified terms. It is the design of the interaction between users and products. Most often when people talk about interaction design, the products tend to be software products like apps or websites. The goal of interaction design is to create products that enable the user to achieve their objectives in the best way possible. If this definition sounds broad, that's because the field is rather broad. The interaction between a user and a product often involves elements like aesthetics, motion, sound, space, and many more. And of course, each of these elements can involve even more specialized fields, like sound design for the crafting of sounds used in other interactions. As you might already realize, there's a huge overlap between interaction design and UX design. After all, UX design is about shaping the experience of using a product, and most part of that experience involves some interaction between the user and the product. But UX design is more than interaction design. It also involves user research, finding out who the users are in the first place, creating user personas, why and under what conditions would they use the product, performing user testing and usability testing. The five dimensions of interaction design. The five dimensions of interaction design is a useful model to understand what interaction design involves. 1D, words. Words, especially those used in interactions, like button labels, should be meaningful and simple to understand. They should communicate information to users, but not too much information to overwhelm the user. 2D, visual representations. This concerns graphical elements like images, typography, and icons that users interact with. These usually supplement the words used to communicate information to users. 3D, physical objects or space. Through what physical objects do users interact with a product? A laptop, with a mouse or touchpad, or a smartphone, with the user's fingers? And within what kind of physical space does the user do so? For instance, is the user standing in a crowded train while using the app on a smartphone, or sitting at a desk in the office surfing the website? These all affect the interaction between the user and the product. 4D, time. While this dimension sounds a little abstract, it mostly refers to media that changes with time, such as animation, videos, and sounds. Motion and sounds play a crucial role in giving visual and audio feedback to users' interactions. Also of concern is the amount of time a user spends interacting with a product. Can users track their progress or resume their interaction sometime later? 5D, behavior. This includes the mechanism of a product. How do users perform actions on the website? How do users operate the product? In other words, it's how the previous dimensions define the interactions of a product. It also includes the reactions. For instance, emotional responses or feedback of users on the product. Important questions interaction designers ask. How do interaction designers work with the five dimensions above to create meaningful interactions? To get an understanding of what, we can look at some important questions interaction designers ask when designing for users. What can a user do with their mouse, finger, or stylus to directly interact with the interface? This helps us define the possible user interactions with a product. What about the appearance, such as color, shape, size, etc., gives the user a clue about how it may function? This helps us give the user clues about what behaviors are possible. Do error messages provide a way for the user to correct the problem or explain why the error occurred? This lets us anticipate and mitigate errors. What feedback does a user get once an action is performed? This allows us to ensure that the system provides feedback in a reasonable time after user actions. Are the interface elements a reasonable size to interact with? Questions like this help us think strategically about each element used in the product. Are familiar or standard formats used? Standard elements and formats are used to simplify and enhance the learnability of a product. So what do interaction designers do? Here are some of the tasks interaction designers handle in their daily work. Design strategy. This is concerned with what the goal of a user is, and in turn what interactions are necessary to achieve this goal. Depending on the company, interaction designers might have to conduct user research to find out what the goals of the users are before creating a strategy that translates that into interactions. Wireframes and prototypes. This again depends on the job description of the company. But most interaction designers are tasked to create wireframes that lay out the interactions in the product. Sometimes, interaction designers might also create interactive prototypes or high-fidelity prototypes that look exactly like the actual app or website.